This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
Stephon Diggs, he's looking for a cheap meal. A lot of suggestions on the text line, some good, some bad. Just really kind of subjective. It is food, so... there it is, right there. D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, they spoke yesterday. We're a week away from the most hyped events in the history of Houston. Uniform unveiling. I think yesterday they put out four videos about the uniforms. I'm not exaggerating. There were four hype videos about the uniforms. There's a website that you can go through. You can scroll through that. With the uniforms, they're going to get unveiled next week.
Dude, so we're a week away. Today's Tuesday, and we're a week away.
Yeah, we're a week away. There are four videos yesterday on the uniforms.
Wake me up on Wednesday. Is that fair?
I guess. I mean,
wake me up in 8 days.
My thing with the hype is this. I like people being excited. I like it. I just feel sometimes you're setting yourself up for disappointment when you're hyping something up this much.
Yeah.
That is my concern for them. I'm on record saying I think one of the uniforms is absolute ass. I think it's not good. The other two, I think we can get used to. And the one that we've seen so far has been an upgrade. So, you know, there's some people who want to say you're going to love what you see and all this. I'll let the people decide. I'll just say I think one of the uniforms stinks. That's just where I'm at. I think one of them stinks. I think the other three we can get down, but I think it's a lot of hype. I think there'll be a lot of interesting discussion about these things. I will say, though, I think that the gear is going to be very, very high quality, though. I think as far as gear, like not the actual jersey, but the actual gear, like the game day gear and the other options, if you're not a jersey person.
See, that's me.
I do think that is going to be elite.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be elite. The actual gear, the detail on it and all that type of stuff, I think that's going to be elite.
I think a lot of people, like a lot of the local people that make shirts and stuff like that, I think they're going to do their thing.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
They're going to do their thing.
Yeah.
Run a game, all these different companies.
You'd be able to have some fun with that.
Yeah, but that's the reason why I'm also reluctant to crush the whole process.
I'm not crushing the process. I'm just saying it's a lot.
Well, but I do feel like the process got botched toward the end there a little bit, and there's a little bit too much anticipation for something that I don't think is going to, like, I feel like it's a over-promise, under-deliver type of thing instead of, you know, under-promise and over-deliver, which I think is the rule of thumb when you're rolling out stuff like this. But I am in that demo of, hey, I don't got to buy a jersey, but send me all of the game day type of gear that you can get. And I think people are going to get around that, are going to rally behind that. So I think there'll be initial maybe sticker shock or maybe some initial shock of like, oh, this is the thing that we were waiting for.
Oh, you think?
But then everybody else is, I think, is at some point going to be like, oh, but I can get this new T-shirt. Oh, we got the newness of it, kind of similar to last year. Like, you didn't know how good the team was going to be, but you liked that it was new, that it was something different. I think that's going to have – I think the uniforms are going to have that same kind of quality.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be different people satisfied. There's going to be – I mean, they're priding themselves on talking to 10,000 people. So you're not going to be able to satisfy all of that. Yeah. You also have some stipulations that you have to play too. But they put in a lot of work.
Tough to get consensus.
It's a lot of hype though, brother.
Real tough to get consensus with 10,000 people. That might have been really the issue. Way too many cooks in the kitchen. Like, just have some conviction. Go with what you're going
to
go with
really
and do
listen
it.
Listen to everybody though. Like, let's be serious. You didn't take it. Like, there wasn't like any like.
I don't know if you can.
Lightning bolt. Oh wow, this is a good suggestion. Come on. Let's be serious.
Man, 10,000 people come in here and give us some input on this show. We're not going to get none of it. It's going to be information overload. So what just happened?
And some people are going to be upset. Some people are not. So we'll see how it goes with the uniforms. 1 week, man.
But you said you don't think they listen to it. I don't know if
no,
they
I
could.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah, I'm saying. How do you do that?
It's impossible to listen to 10,000 folks. They did put in the effort, so we'll see it. I'm ready for people to be able to react to it. Get your take. I mean, it's different gear. A lot of people don't want my closet. I can promise you that. So it just depends. Different style for different folks.
But yeah, it's gonna help a lot. You said one of them is just ass ugly already, right? They can all be.
I mean, I don't know if it's ass ugly.
What'd you say?
It's just
ass.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, you just said ass.
Yeah, I don't think
ass it's, ugly. Whichever one it is,
it's there.
It's not good.
It's there.
But it's gonna help them so much that the team is on the way up. Like, people are just going to rock it because it's going to have Stroud on there or Anderson on there.
Exactly, and I am glad there's a new identity. And here's the other thing. They waited too long to change their uniforms.
Oh, yeah. It
shouldn't have been 2 decades.
Yeah.
So, there you go. We'll see how this goes. Coming up next, when you hear C.J. Stroud say this, and he said something yesterday that really stuck out, I think it kind of went under the radar. I haven't heard anyone else really talk about this. But when you hear your starting quarterback with all these weapons say this, as a Houston Texans fan, how does it make you feel? That's next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.